Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Sister Swan. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I love you so much. How was your weekend? How was everyone's weekend? Wow. What an amazing, incredible weekend I had with my Mary Kay family of classy ladies in Lake Placid, New York. We stayed at the High Peaks Resort in Lake Placid, New York, and it was so rustic, so picturesque. It was a beautiful, beautiful hotel and establishment, but the weekend was so amazing. It was a weekend of love, a weekend of with family, a weekend of sisterhood, a weekend of female empowerment, female and male empowerment, because we do have some male representatives as well in the Mary Kay Cosmetic family. But family, I am telling you, we had the Northeast Regional National Sales Director, Senior National Sales Director, Diana Sumter, who lives in Tennessee, and she flew in, I believe, from Dallas to Albany, and she came to the summit at Lake Placid, and she was our keynote speaker. And you are talking, you want to talk about a woman of with full of God's grace, flowing in her calling with a powerful anointing to just help and love on women right where they are. If you want to meet someone that's genuine and authentic without a bunch of airs and just was so personable, Diana Sumter is so personable, and she is absolutely hilarious. But she was just an amazing keynote speaker and facilitator this weekend at the summit. And also, there were so many wonderful senior sales directors, Crystal Gardner and just Kelly Petricola, and so many other sales directors as well that poured into us and loved on us as consultants and as women. And then we had so much fun, like Saturday night. The whole weekend was fun, but Saturday night we got to relax, leave our notebooks in our hotel rooms, and just relax and have fun. We did karaoke, and we danced, and we did skits. And, of course, I think that we just had the most fun. And, of course, I was rooting for my team, but everybody just made me laugh. And I laughed so much this weekend, and I loved so hard this weekend, and I grew, and I learned so much more about the industry and about my sisters in the industry. It was so powerful listening to everyone's story, and everybody has a very unique story to tell, and these people are so successful in the Mary Kay business, and to hear their story and to hear what the obstacles that they overcame to stand in the positions that they stand in now, it was so touching and so moving and so humbling and just so empowering and so inspiring and, oh my goodness, just amazing. I just love my Mary Kay family. And also, the food was really good. Everything was good. The music was good. We just had so much fun, and I can't wait to join everybody again next year by God's grace. So, family, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. What did you do? And did you have fun? Send me a personal message, private message me. Let me know what you did if you feel led to do so. All I know is that God was most definitely in control this weekend, and he protected my Mary Kay sisters and I as we rode to Lake Placid, which is about a little over 4 hours from where I live here in Binghamton, New York, in upstate New York. And God and his angels took us there and brought us back safely. And I thank God for my senior sales director, Joan Farrell, who drove to and from there this woman is the best mentor, one of the best mentors I've ever met in my life. You're talking about another beautiful, beautiful, inspiring woman that is my mentor, Joan Farrell, and I love her and I love my Mary Kay sisters. So, family, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's daily devotional. And today we are going to be talking about faith on today. And so what I like to do is I always like to have a word, a Christian word, and give the spiritual definition of that word as it pertains to our lesson. And so, family, I'm going to access my dictionary. And first of all, I'm putting on my glasses right now so I can see. And I'm going to cut off the lights in here. All right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so, since we're talking about faith, I want to give the definition of faith, and then we will go ahead and get into the lesson. First of all, I want to tell you that I love you so much. My name is Sister Twine. I want to welcome you to episode 18 of Twine Talk Daily Devotional. I am the host and executive producer of the show, of this podcast. So, family, we're talking about faith today, and I don't know about you, but I can use more of faith, and I can use improvement in this area of my faith. And, family, as the Word of God declares, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, family, let's pray that our portion today is faith. So, the definition of faith, according to my dictionary, is one of the theological, God-given, and God-directed virtues or powers infused into the soul with sanctifying grace. Faith is both a grace and a human act, according to the Catechism. Believing is possible only by grace and the interior help of the Holy Spirit. But it is no less true that believing is an authentically human act, trusting in God and cleaving to the truth he has revealed is contrary neither to human freedom nor to human reason. Faith seeks understanding. It is intrinsic to faith that a believer desires to know better the one in whom he has put his faith and to understand better what God has revealed. A more penetrating knowledge will in turn call forth a greater faith, increasingly set afire by love. The grace of faith opens the eyes of your heart to a lively understanding of the contents of revelation, that is, of the totality of God's plan and mysteries of faith, of their connection with each other and with Christ, the center of the revealed mystery, the same Holy Spirit by his gifts, so that revelation may be more and more profoundly understood. In the words of St. Augustine, I believe in order to understand, and I understand the better I believe. Wow, family, that is so beautiful, so beautiful. So, family, let's get into today's daily devotional. If you have your Bibles with you, I am going to be coming to you from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. That's Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. And bear with me one moment, family. So, let me see. I am also going to cover, in this, you will find the following scripture, because in my catechism, it has Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34, but that is not in your Bibles. In your Bibles, you will find that particular text in Matthew 6, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. So you can put a bookmark there. But first, family, I'm going to share with you and we're speaking on faith today, Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21, and then verses 22 through 34 in my catechism. So, family, saying against greed, saying against greed. Someone in the crowd said to him, said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." The parable of the rich fool. No one wants to be a rich fool. No one has time for that. So let's read the parable of the rich fool. Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." Wow, family. This is so beautiful, so powerful. Let's continue on reading because we want to understand the full context of what Jesus is saying here. So God wants us to be dependent on Him and Him alone, family. And there's nothing wrong with material possessions. But what I humbly submit, family, is let's be mindful to make sure that we have the things and that the things do not have us. There is a difference, family. There is a difference. God wants us to be completely and totally devoted and dependent upon Him. Let's go ahead and read verses 22 through 34. And like I said, family, in your Bibles, this particular text is found in Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34. And it reads, "Dependence on God. He said to his disciples, 'Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you will eat, or about your body and what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Notice the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than birds? Can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan? If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith?" Talking about faith today. "Oh, you of little faith, as for you, do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not worry anymore. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom. We're referring to God's kingdom, and these other things will be given you besides. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will be. For where your treasure is, there also will be your heart be. Okay, so let's read that sentence again. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Hallelujah. Glory to God for finally getting that sentence correct, family. Praise be unto God, and praise the name of Jesus Christ. Family, so in this text, Luke has joined together sayings contrasting those who focus and trust in life is on material possession, symbolized here by the rich fool of the parable, with those who recognize their complete dependence on God. Those whose radical detachment from material possession symbolizes their heavenly treasure. Rich in what matters to God literally means rich for God. So, family, let's be rich for God, family, and let's enjoy the blessings that God has given us. But once again, family, let's possess those things and not have those things possess us. And also, family, let's implement a little bit more faith in our spiritual walk, family. For some of you may be like me and need a lot more faith to believe in the promises of God. Family, has God ever shown you something or told you something? Just still, small, quiet voice that you know it's from God. And it happened to blow your mind, family. And you cannot go, and you have problems actually believing what God says. And so doubt and disbelief and a little bit of fear creeps in. Family, that's where our faith comes in, family. But faith without works is dead. So we have to make sure that we are producing the activity to prepare and to receive the opportunities that God has for us. And family, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And family, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, as Philippians 4:13 says. And lastly, family, if God be for us, it means more than the world against us. So on today, family, let's most definitely pray that faith and favor be our portion on today. Faith and favor, in the mighty name of Jesus, be our portion on today, family. And let's be completely and totally dependent on God, loving on God, family, and not worrying about today and not worrying about tomorrow, but trusting in God, family. As they say, worrying, it doesn't add one moment of life to us, but worration, family, it can actually suck the life out of our joy. And family, I am speaking to a bunch of joyful believers on today. And by faith, I do believe and I do declare that you receive that powerful word of God. It is so inspiring to give into the word of God. I just love it. And I love you so much for tuning in. So, family, as we continue on with today's devotional here on episode 18 of Twine Talk Daily Devotionals, talking about faith. I say to you I call, for you will surely heed me, O God. Turn your ear to me, hear my words, guard me as the apple of your eye, in the shadow of your wings, protect me. And our responsory reading on today is, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, He has come to his people. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. Alleluia, alleluia, family. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. Hallelujah. Thank God for the God of Israel coming to his people. Praise the living God on today. Family, I hope you have enjoyed this episode 18 of Torn Talk Daily Devotionals, where we gave a word on strengthening our faith and leading on faith. And the word of God declares, the just shall live by what? By faith. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God on today. Now, family, I never like to close out a broadcast without a few general prayers. And so let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Family, I love you on today. I want you to really, really process this broadcast, family, and I pray that you feel the love of God as I pour it out into you on today, as the Holy Spirit imparted wisdom and knowledge into me for us on today. I love you with the compassion of Jesus Christ. I will see you tomorrow by God's grace at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And until then, family, go and be blessed. I love you so much, family. My name is Sister Twan, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to episode 18 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional on Faith. I will see you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.